Allura was in the national spotlight yesterday as a popular Canadian broadcast rolled into town, bringing not just cameras and crew, but also the country's official look ahead at the fall weather.
Well, live from the enchanted town of Allura, Ontario, this is our fall forecast reveal. I'm Chris Murphy, Kim McDonald. You're watching Weather AM. We're talking all things fall.
That's right. The Weather Network chose Allura as the backdrop for its annual fall forecast, airing their morning show live from the Cat Florence Hotel. Throughout the four-hour live broadcast, national viewers were treated to sweeping shots of the Allura Gorge, downtown businesses, and the scenic charm that makes Allura stand out.
I am here right now at the Allura Gorge in Allura, Ontario. Behind me is a natural wonder of the province. These are 20-meter-high limestone cliffs carved out of glacial meltwaters thousands of years ago. Today, people come here to fish, people come here to swim, people come here to tube down the beautiful river. There are very few places that I've seen in Southern Ontario that look like this. I mean, this does not look like it's an hour from Toronto.
We're literally 40 minutes from the GTA.
Yeah.
It was a proud moment for the town, and a unique one too, as local residents, shop owners, and curious weather watchers gathered to take in the action. The Weather Network's meteorologists and hosts, including Chris Murphy and Kim McDonald, were on site mingling with the crowd and sharing their insights on what we can all expect from the months ahead. I had a chance to catch up with Chris Murphy, who reflected on some of his most memorable moments in the field.
Number two was Hurricane Dorian, and that was in Nova Scotia in September of 2019. I had never seen, Paul, so many huge trees uprooted in my life, because that was a big storm. And then 4 months later in January 2020, and this is number one, I went to St. John's, Newfoundland for the blizzard they called Snowmageddon. Yes. You go there for 3 days. I got back in eight. They shut down the town. I got blown off a snowbank. That video went viral, and it was amazing. But even in the land of blizzards like St. John's and Newfoundland, this was special. And meeting the people there, how they cope, how they help each other, that became the bigger story than the storm itself.
And of course, we couldn't let the day go without asking about the why. What draws someone into a lifelong fascination with weather? Here's what longtime host Kim McDonald had to say.
I think everyone's interested in weather. That's the thing. Canadians love weather. Everybody talks about it, no matter where you are in the country and who it is and how old they are. People are obsessed with the weather because, especially in Canada, I think it impacts people every single day. So there's never a dull moment, and I always have lots to talk about.
Now let's talk about that fall forecast. What can we expect in Wellington County? Well, the good news is we're in for a mostly mild and dry autumn, especially through mid-September to the end of October. According to the Weather Network's outlook, above normal temperatures are likely across the region, including in Guelph, Kitchener-Waterloo, Fergus, and of course, Allura. That means more sunshine, fewer rainy days, and plenty of opportunities to get outside and enjoy the changing leaves. So if you've got plans for hiking, apple picking, or just taking in a scenic drive, the fall looks promising, but don't get too comfortable. The forecast suggests a noticeable pattern change in November. That's when we could see a return to colder, more unsettled weather with increased storm activity and even a potential early start to winter. Temperatures are expected to drop quickly, and snow isn't out of the question as we approach the end of the season. In short, we're looking at a two-part fall, pleasant and warm early on, followed by a potentially brisk and stormy finish. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.